Back together. Thank you for the love that you showed me and my family. I knew I was in trouble. I was crying during the song, but I felt like what Matt shared is what I got to experience. I felt like I was up on a tower looking down at the incredible family of God, and you guys really shined in the past week and a half. I'm really grateful for the love of this church and the death of my mom. It means so much to me, and forever indebted to you for your love and support and prayers and encouragement. It's kind of amazing to be the recipient. Nobody ever wants to be the recipient of it, but it sure is sweet when you get it. And so thank you very much. You know, I've been thinking a lot recently as we've been getting together with the elders and training group, and it's such an incredible group of men, and in a way we have the opportunity to kind of set the church up whatever way we want after COVID. It's like, what do you want to do? It's kind of a restart in so many ways. And, you know, you can really try to get cute during times like that and think of all these cute little ideas. And, you know, the thing I couldn't get away from, this is before my mom died, but the thing I just couldn't get away from was how important it is to love one another deeply from the heart. And I don't have a better idea. And I thought, boy, if we had a church, and again, it's before my mom's death, if we had a church that really, when you walked in the door, you felt that. Not just me, not just when your mom dies, but if everybody just felt that, they just felt this sense of belonging, and we felt like you belonged to us. And I thought, wow, what an incredible church it would be. And so I can't get away from that. It's easy to get away from cute ideas. And then, of course, I got to experience it. And I thought, man, I want everybody to experience what I've experienced over the past week and a half. It's so refreshing. It's so needed. It's so helpful. It's so enriching. It's just incredible. And I thought, this is what we should be feeling. Yeah. I had a dream last night, a crazy dream, and I know where it came from. I've dissected it. Where did that dream come from? And I realize this may be a bit traumatic for some, and I apologize for that. But in this dream, there was a person in this body of water that was rising very rapidly, and I felt like I needed to do something. And I went in the water, and it was over. They were shorter than me. I don't know who it was. They were shorter than me, but I thought if I could just lift them up to my level, they'll be okay. And but the water level kept rising, and I thought, if I just put them on my shoulders, they'll be okay. And then I had to make a decision, and I remember making the decision to lift them up. And I woke up at that point, which is often, you're like, oh, I want to know what happened. But very early this morning, I woke up with the feeling like, that is who Jesus is. Jesus is the one who warned us, you know, we do not have what it takes to save ourselves. We waded into the water anyway. The water level rose, and he willingly and knowingly sacrificed his life, went into the water, and lifted us up out of the water. 1 John 3:16 says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Let's pray together. Father, there is no love like the love that you have for us that we saw in your son's willingness to go in the water and lift us up, to go on the cross and lift us up, to take our sins upon him. And this is such a special time for us as a body of believers, really people all over the world who claim Jesus as Lord. This is important, this very moment. And whether we have the bread and wine we like or the ones we don't like, we have the Savior we need. We have the Savior we love. We have the Savior that has really transformed our definition of love. God, Christ's love and your love was selfless. It was not self-seeking at all. And Father, I pray that we will be willing to go into the water for others, that we'll be willing to lift them up and to deny ourselves and take up the mission you've given us to lift others up so they might live. God, thank you for the time of communion that we get to remember Jesus and his sacrifice. As we take the bread and we drink the cup, I pray, God, we do remember Jesus' full sacrifice. He literally poured out his lifeblood so that we might have forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life. We thank you, God, for Jesus. Pray in his name. Amen.